appeal. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. The Biden administration says it will appeal a court ruling that would lift asylum restrictions, challenging a November ruling that ordered the Biden administration to lift the rule first put in place in March 2020, which denied migrants the ability to seek asylum on grounds of preventing the spread of COVID-19. This as record numbers of migrants continue to try to breach the border in Texas.
New dash cam video from Texas DPS shows illegal immigrants bailing out of a human smuggler's vehicle in Maverick County, Texas, after a pursuit with a lone Texas trooper. The smuggler, a female U.S. citizen from San Antonio, was arrested by the trooper. In another Texas DPS pursuit in Starr County, a human smuggler pulls off the road and everyone bails out into the brush. Everyone except the man troopers found being smuggled in the trunk. This week, in another major bust, CBP officers at the port of entry seized 440,000 fentanyl pills hidden in the seats of a smuggler's vehicle.
Fox's Mill Malugin in Eagle Pass, Texas, at the 10th annual vigil against gun violence in Washington, D.C., House Speaker Nancy Pelosi urged families of victims of gun violence to keep pushing for change.
Nothing good can happen in the Congress in the strongest possible way, no matter how we maneuver, without the outside mobilization. You are the ones that make it happen.
Congress passed an assault weapons ban in 1994. It expired in 2004. Authorities in Colorado say the suspect in the mass shooting at a gay nightclub in Colorado Springs last month was on the FBI's radar after being arrested last year for threatening to kill family members. But agents closed the case against Anderson Lee Aldrich just weeks later. Aldrich is accused of killing five people and wounding several others. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The family of a black man in Michigan is suing an ex-officer in the city of Grand Rapids in civil court for excessive force leading to the man's death.
Patrick Leoya was shot and killed after a traffic stop last April. Lawyers laid out their case, saying then-officer Christopher Schur profiled Leoya and deviated from training to subdue him, as attorney Van Johnson implies.
The law provides a police officer is absolutely required to use as little force as possible.
Attorney Ben Crump also represents the Leoya family.
You should not be sentenced to death for a traffic stop.
This civil suit is announced as Schur prepares to stand trial for second-degree murder. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Another possible side effect of COVID-19 lockdowns during the pandemic, fewer twins.
Data from the Centers for Disease Control shows the number of twin births fell 7% between 2019 and 2020, with the biggest drops in November and December 2020. Now, the study can't prove it's lockdown related, but counting back the months, it would coincide with the start of COVID-related closures, making fertility treatments that can lead to twin births less accessible. The single birth rate fell less, 3% that year. And the largest decline in twin births was for women over 40 who are most likely to use infertility treatment. Twin rates started to go back up at the end of 2021. Chris Foster, Fox News.
The ACLU of Missouri is suing a suburban Kansas City school district over its policy of automatically removing any challenged library material before it's reviewed. The lawsuit filed on behalf of four parents in the district comes after a parent in April challenged the children's book Cats vs. Robots, This is War, because it includes a non-binary character. I'm Lee Silicera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.